Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O boundless maker of the sky, who raised the fertile clouds on high, and blessed the earth with flowing streams to quicken every living thing. The waters over earth you place, lest fiery sun should lay it waste. The floods below you hold restrained, lest chaos rule the world again. O, let your gentle grace be poured, like rain upon us, loving Lord, and let the waters part once more, which keep us from the promised shore. O loving Abba, hear our cry, through Jesus Christ our love most high, whom in the Spirit we adore, who reigns with you forevermore. Amen. Let all the angels worship you. Alleluia. Adonai reigns, let earth rejoice, let all the coastlands be glad. God is wrapped in the thunder clouds, enthroned on justice and right. Fire marches on ahead, burning up all resistance. Overhead, God's lightning flashes, earth trembles to see it. Mountains melt like wax before Adonai, who rules over all. The skies proclaim this justice, a glory all people can see. Those who serve mammon are fools. They brag about their worthless gods. All spirits worship Adonai. Zion hears and is glad. The cities of Judah rejoice because of your judgment, Adonai. For you, Adonai, are most high, in majesty high above the earth, far higher than any other god. Those who love Adonai hate evil. God shields their faithful lives and breaks the grip of the oppressor. Light will shine down on the just, and joy on the loyal hearts. Rejoice in Adonai, O you just. Give glory to this holy name. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let all the angels worship you. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. In times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, God spoke to us through the Son, whom God made heir of all things, and through whom God created the universe. Thanks be to God.
God has sent into our hearts the Spirit of the Son, which cries, Abba, my dear Papa. God has sent into our hearts the Spirit of the Son, which cries, Abba, my dear Papa. You are no longer slaves, but children, and as children you are heirs. Abba, my dear Papa, glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. God has sent into our hearts the Spirit of the Son, which cries, Abba, my dear Papa. Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of people. And at once they left the nets and followed Jesus. Alleluia. My heart is radiant with Adonai. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones, while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of people. And at once they left the nets and followed Jesus. Alleluia.
For all who thirst, whose lives are endangered by lack of safe water to drink, whose crops and livestock wither from lack of rain. For the millions of women and girls who spend much of their days fetching water for their families, animals, and crops. For all who suffer from too much water, from tsunamis and floods, and from the death and destruction, dampness and disease carried in the aftermath. For those who hoard water, who waste it or pollute it, forcing others to pay excessively for water that rightfully belongs to all. For those whose bodies, minds, and spirits languish, cut off from the endless flow of God's love, and fleshed in self and others, in all creatures and all of creation.
Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before your gift of water that brings life and nourishment through streams and rivers, marshes and swamps, lakes, seas, and oceans. We marvel at water's beauty and diversity of forms in dew and mist, rain and snow, hail and ice, humidity, vapor and steam. As we celebrate the creation and distribution of water on this second day of the week, and continue our celebration of the baptism of Jesus, strengthen our commitment to conserve and share this gift with wisdom and respect. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a hunger and thirst for justice. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O Holy One, as you have already blessed humankind through the fruitful virginity of Blessed Mary, grant that we may further enjoy the fruitful prayers of her, through whom we are related to the very author of life, Jesus, our Emmanuel. Amen.